unlimited financial success. Keep succeeding and succeeding every day and at every time. I want to say at this point that God is interested in your financial well-being. Highly interested. And he has put this thing on ground for you to just follow. It's not written because of anybody, but for everyone who would reverence God enough to obey him. And if you don't, you are not ready for success in your finance. But God is highly interested that you succeed and that you prosper in your finances. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In the first service, please get the tape. We may not be able to go over those things. We spoke about tithe as the baseline, the foundation for every financial structure. You want to have a financial fortune? You want to have succeed in your finance? The first thing that must put in place is your tithe that must not be questionable. Must be accurate. You must be ardent in it. In other words, no cutting of corners, no manipulations. And that, as it is, that will secure you. Tithe only gives security. What do I call it? You will not have losses, either your finance or your property and even your life. Tithe does not do more than this. You cannot be rich by paying tithe. Hear me and hear me well. That's why many Christians who pay tithe and after tithe they clean their hand and tell God, I'm grateful, I pay my tithe. They are still under financial hardship. And you ask why? Why are things difficult for me financially? I'm a tither. It's because tithe does not guarantee you financial flow. It doesn't. It guarantees you security. Security of your life, your children's life, your property that you have, where you work. He makes sure that he defends you there that they don't sack you. After that, don't dream of having inflow of money because you are a tither. It doesn't work. God arranged this thing. I don't know why, but I think he has a reason. Praise the Lord. So tithe will give you security. Tithe will keep you. And we also look at what happened when tithe is paid. We say the devourers are the book for us. Am I correct? So say that divine idea are also released. You have access to what to do to create wealth. And we say access also is given to you to have revelation on how to relate with people to make more money. And tithe also get God committed to your finances, to partner with you. Tithe does not do more than this now. Hear me, church. Each time you pay a tithe, these are the four requests or demand you should place on God. Don't just drop it and go and sit down. When you pay your tithe, ask the Lord. Rebuke the devourer for my sake, according to your word. Give me access to divine ideas. Because ideas, they say what? Rule the world. There's a better way of doing what you are doing to make more money. But the idea is hidden. You ask for it. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Now, number three, what you should ask God for, Lord, give me revelation. Revelation on how to relate with my boss, my colleagues in the office, my customers, to make them patronize me more and to also make me acceptable before them and grant me favor before these people. There's a way to do it. It has to be revealed, otherwise you can't have access to it. Then the last one, Lord, defend me. Partner with me in what I do. This is what I do. If you are sure that what I do is good and it's morally okay for human beings, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then number two of what to do to enjoy. You know, we treated number one, am I correct? And we say it's tight. Then number two, on what to do or the step to take to guarantee unending financial success. You must abound in spirit-led giving. This is outside your tithe. You want to have unlimited financial success, you must be an ardent giver who give frequently and always, not once in a while. You do it once in a while, you have once in a while drop. How do you do that? By sowing seed over and above your tithes. Oh, you are giving God 10%. Don't forget the 90. You will secure what you have, but you will still be in lack and want because your need will cannot, that money can't meet your need. You need an extra inflow. You need an extra favor. Our tithe opens the heaven for us according to scriptures. Malachi 3, 10 and 11. It will open the windows of heaven. But your offering, your other kingdom's giving, your help to the poor, what do they do? They are the one that determine the amount, the frequency, the intensity of the blessing that comes upon you, not your tithes. This is why Christians, once they pay their tithe, they are filled with God. So things are still hard for them. And they will say, I'm paying tithe. Yes. Did you lose anything? The answer is no. Did they bug your job? The answer is no. Your tithe has done that for you. That is the end of tithe. This is why most Christians have financial hardship. They don't sow seed. They are offering, they give very poorly. Very poorly. And offering has a way of, is the one that determines the frequency or the flow of blessing to you, not your tithe. The heavens are open, we're all coming. Now let me give you an analogy that we can understand. If you know a farmer that has a farm, you have seen a farm before, everybody? You have seen that they cultivate the farm. Am I correct? They make ridges to plant something. Am I correct? But nothing is planted inside. And each time the man just go there to weed it. They tie the one that weed it to keep pests away from the farm. Am I correct? But because nothing is planted on it, what harvest we have is your offering and your giving that give you a harvest, a financial harvest. That's why in my own life and in my own family, in my home, is a law to always look for what to do, both for the poor and in God's house. You can't just pay that and just say it's over. You will not see, you will still be struggling your finances. There are people who pay well above 10%. God, you know, this is spiritually designed. God separate their tithe from that what they pay and use the rest of them as seed. Such people also, they don't have financial struggle. God will, even when the door is closed, so God will always open that door for them to be able to meet up their bills. But one wall that you do for God is 10%. You have also registered, you will not lose anything, but you still have financial struggle. Things will be hard. Because there's nothing flowing inside. This is where many Christians miss it. We both, oh, I pay my tithe. 200,000. Then what happened to the remaining one? What did you do after that to God? Nothing. You have opened, the door is open for you, but nothing will drop. And this door is open. It's not open. If nobody passes by, can anything pass inside here? That's how it is. It's like a farmer who planted, who cultivated, but he didn't plant anything on it. It's your seed, your offering. Your project offering. Your giving to the poor around you and in the church. Every other giving that God commanded. When you practice all those ones, you are now bringing something to come into the open heaven to give you blessing. If you rest after your tithe, you will still have financial struggle. No matter how holy you are. It's a law in the Bible. You don't pray about it. You don't need to pray about it.
I say, don't pray for money. Lord, give me money. You have, it's a wasted prayer. He doesn't answer it. The financial prosperity only operates on the law of giving. There's nothing more. That's why unbelievers who are not holy, they have money. How they have it? Oh, them pay tithe. They are also ardent givers. Some unbelievers have foundation. Am I correct? Am I correct? They don't know God, but people that they don't even know from earth go to school through their foundation, scholarship. So God is committed in flowing to their finances. They are obeying the law unaware. They are practicing it. And some of them are very good in giving, but they don't pay tithe. We find that God will be blessing them so much, but the volatile will be taking all their blessings. One accident tomorrow. House catch fire today. Pekin die tomorrow. This one happen next tomorrow. They'll be having calamity parading them. What's supposed to secure them the security? They abandon it. But this, because they are doing this, God is committed to his word. He means that there's a flow of blessing. But the blessing cannot be retained because of what? The revival that is loose. But God in his infinite mercy gave us this revelation as his children. Give me your tithes. Then after that, sow seed. After that, give good offering. It's the one that command the flow. Is somebody hearing me? Now let's take note of four things and we'll start close. Four things to note. Or four things to take note of. Anyone you want to, anyhow you want to put it. One, or A. That's 2A. If we pay only tithe, we are not qualified for the great reward. The great reward is the inflow of blessings. God favoring somebody to give you money. God favoring somebody to connect you. God favoring your call. God make people to face your choice as if you are the only one send that product. The patronage will just be something else. Luke 17 and verse 10. So likewise here, that's just speaking here. When you have done all things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do what? To do. When you pay tithe, you just do what is expected of you. You give to God only what belongs to him. I don't do anything extra. Don't expect anything from him extra than the promise of security. This is where the problem is. Even the tithe, some people will see manipulate it and cut it, just especially business people, those who buy and sell. And I hear one time, the resident pastor say here that any business you do, you can't attain your correct tithe, that business has no future. I cannot tell that the truth. It won't endure for long before he dies. So when you pay your tithe, you only give back to God what belongs to him already. Nothing extra. He's not yet committed to the inflow of your finances or blessing. You just give what belongs to him. If you borrow money from me and come to pay me, have you done me any favor? I ask you, church. No! I gave you, this is what belongs to me, just gave me. Tithe is what belongs to God. It becomes a curse when you even touch it. He just lose for you the deliverance. Who will take everything that you have gathered and save? You hear that? Somebody build a whole house, upstairs, everything burned down in one day. They may escape from inside, they may run out, but they will not bring anything out. You ask why? Shop just get fire and just burn anyhow. This activity of what? Devour. Remember what will devour, what will define the world to be in the first place? They do it rapidly. Every waster, they don't waste time. They don't do small, small that you start saying, you can block it. You can't block them. They rush you like fire. That's a devourer. They do the activity they are destroying activity. They do it very rapidly. that you can't escape it. One day I was just jokingly talking to somebody. I said, if God comes down and say, don't pay tithe again, I said, I will say, Father, I have no regrets. I started paying tithe in 1988. If God stand here, I will tell him, Father, you know, I have not robbed one cobble. 1988. Except I don't know. It's not possible. I don't even know, sir. A child gave me 10 naira in this church. I don't know how to pay tithe of 10 naira. Is that not correct? I pray to God to bless the child and I went and drop it where? And wrote tithe on it. So if you hear that your senior pastor is paying tithe of 10 naira, if it is you, you say it's too small. You are ashamed. Is that not what God gave me? He will never ask me what he gave me. So what is my business with 10 naira? I just pay it on 10 naira and I pay with pride. But some people spend their tithe because they say it's what? It's 15 naira. I know a woman here whose first tithe in this church was 5 naira. How much? She was not ashamed. And God too is not ashamed to identify with her. I will never eat God 1 naira. Not me. Till I leave this world. But when you do that, you are not qualified for financial promotion. That's why things you are a good tighter, but you are too poor. You see struggle. What even want to eat? Sometimes it's a challenge. Because when you pay your tithe, you clean your hand. God to clean his hand. When he's bringing financial favor, he can't remember you. Because you didn't favor him. You are owing him that tithe. When you give him, you have not done anything extra. You just gave him what belongs to him. And the chapter is closed there. So you must take note of this, that when you pay your tithe, you have not done anything extra. But when you give your offerings and other kingdom giving that is outside your tithe, you are exercising your faith. You are exercising your faith by putting demand on God's word. You are putting pressure on God's word when you give. And you can't do it once in a while. You must do it every day, every time. That's why in my house, we have what we call TOP. What do I call it? Any income that comes in, we just tell ourselves, what is the TOP? And we determine it. One of them is determined by God, which is tithe. 10%. Am I not correct? 10%. The O is offering. We time our offering by ourselves. And in most cases, it's higher than the tithe. We also discuss, the P is project. What do I call it? Every income that entered the Oron Femi's family, both myself and my children, they are used to it. They must pay TOP. Because the tithe will secure them, but does not mean that cannot bless them. You will not have freedom as parents. You will only be under stress. Financial stress. When last did somebody's alert wake you in the night? 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock. While you are sleeping. You didn't call him, you didn't call her, you didn't tell her anything. But God wake them up in the night, say, send money to this guy. Only your offering can do that. Only your giving, another way area can do that. Your tithe will have that for you. For your tithe will mean so that you don't have to secure a loss. And if you give so much gift offering and you don't pay tithe, everything you gather can be wiped away one day. So the two of them are important. And you must do the two of them because you can't do one. The story will still be the same. Always remember Proverbs 11 and verse 24. Is somebody there? Proverbs where? 11 and verse 24. I read here from here. There is he that scattereth. That man is not just a tither. He give to everywhere. He see need in the church. He see need in somebody's life. He meet it. And yet, God increase him. There is he that withhold. Oh, after my 10%. The other 90 is for me and me alone. And Bible says, that man, see what? tended to poverty. That's why many tithers are poor. They didn't understand the other part of it. That is something that brings you inflow, and that is your offering. That is your giving. Somebody put this curtis here. You paid for it. Somebody's money. It's 100. This few things here is 180,000. This small, small thing is like this. 180,000 has gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what are we talking about? We must see need. This morning, I talked to my wife this morning. I said, sorry, mommy, what will be our project next year? She looked at me and said, project? I said, yes. What will God open our eye to see in the church? That is a need here. That our family will start working on. We don't need an announcement to do that. But I also know that if you don't do it frequently, you will get seasonal blessing. But if you do it constantly and continuously, you will get continuous and constant blessings. This is how it works. Then this man, the Bible says, verse 25, that the liberal souls are what? Shall be made fat. You are not liberal when you pay debt. Are you liberal? You are not liberal when you give to a man what it belongs to him ordinarily. What he has given you and say, give me my own portion. You are not liberal. If me and you do business and I say, give me 10% of your profit. And you give me what? And me and you do the business, I help you to do it. What have you done for me? I ask, what have you done for me? The answer is what? Nothing. But if you give me 20%, 30%, you have done something. You are becoming liberal. You are not liberal or generous when you pay tithes. It is your offering and your givings. Open your eye and ask God, what can I do for you that will make you happy? And God point you to it or God point them to you. That is what God sees as liberality. That will make you generous. And this is what determines the frequency, the amount, and the intensity of your blessing. It will not drop once in a while. It will come like a flood. Glory be to God. Number B to B. Four things to note. Number two or number B. Every time you sow outside your tithe, you must receive, you are to expect harvest. So expect harvest each time you sow. It's not wrong to expect a blessing when you sow a seed that is outside your tithe because of God. If that seed is done because of God, if you give your wife and give your children, you have not sowed anything. It's because of yourself and your tomorrow. But if we do it because of God, either to the poor or in his house, because of God's name, you are to expect what? A harvest. I will take our cue from Luke 6:38. He said, give and what? It shall be given unto you. Good measure. Do what? Press down. Shaking together. So what? God didn't say, Sam, I give unto you. Mark that word. Please, hear me and hear me very well in this, if this word you are going to hear today, hear well. God didn't say, when you give outside your tithe, I will give you back. In your tithe, he make a promise to you. He even say, put me on test. Am I correct? When you sow outside your tithe, either to him or to poor, he did not promise you that he will be the one who will reward you. He said, men shall give unto you. Who provoked the men? Your operation here on earth, is it with God or with angel or with men? You can see why you can prosper. You can see why he can give you favor that you don't deserve. Using men to bless you in a way that you can never think of. You can't imagine yourself. He caused men to favor in a way in which you can't explain. This is God's own. Shall men give? But he didn't give, he may not even give to men. You may not give to a man, For example, two family here gave us a drum. Is it man will give the money though? We gave in the name of God. Now what am I saying? But it is God also who will provoke men to favor us in our sources of finance. Shall men give unto your bosom? If you're a businessman or a businesswoman, he calls for you favor. He calls for you high patronage. If you're a career man, a career woman, he calls for you favor in your office. He has a way of making them to put you in a place where you can be blessed outside your salary. Some men, your boss in the office is a man or a woman. Am I correct? He's a human being, so he can be used. He does not need to like you. No. He does not come from your tribe or even like your face. But this is God's hand now working. He provoked him. So if you pay tithe and that's the end, you will always be broke financially. You can't have a financial destiny. You will never have fulfillment in your finance. This, if I don't read from Bible, after all, I read from Bible. I'm telling you from a practical life. People have cancer, people have spoken to, most of them are good tithe, but they have financial hardship. And when you enter, go further, when they pay their tithe, they tell God bye-bye. The guy will drop their tithe on Sunday and they will not put offering. They use their tithe as that offering that day. That's all. They have put something. You don't know what your offering can do for you. You don't know it. You will never play with it. He's the one that truly created the wealth. Some men give unto your bosom. Men. There are many people in this world. You don't have to know them. Isaiah 55 verse 5. Say, the nation you know not will run to you. The one you don't know, you will call them and they will answer you. Why? Because I, the Lord God of Israel, have done what? Has glorified you. And your offering, your giving, make God to glorify man. You can't live on tithe. You will still be poor. But what you have, you will not lose it. But you won't get more. And if you are giving some money, you are not tithing, you will lose what you have. No security. You'll be wasting your money. You will spend on what cannot create wealth. You will spend more on what cannot generate any income for you. That's a waste. That's a devourer. Somebody told me that his health is very important to him. I said, yeah, it's important to everybody. But you don't have to spend your money on your health. Should you spend all your money on your health? No. As important as your health is, God doesn't want to spend everything that you have in your life to be able to stay alive. You have a devourer around you. So each time you show, expect a blessing from God through people. What does it say? It can use your boss in the office, anybody. It can even use a stranger. Someone was sharing with me how Muhammad brought a car to him. He does not know him. He has never met him. He just said, I just feel that to give you this car. Anything you want to pay, pay. The man said, no. I don't know you. He said, you don't have to know me. I didn't steal the car. Come to my office. So the man followed him to the office. Say, this is my office. These are my staff. But I've been seeing you, I just like you. The man said, I don't have money. He said, carry the car, they go. Anytime you have money, anything you have. The man said, what if I give you 10,000? If you give me 2,000, I will collect. That's favor. A movie car. Not push me, I jack. No push me, I jack. When they push the car, you release your leg. The car go back to the man pushing. That push me, I jack. This is a smooth running car. That's favor. There's nothing God. Look, don't limit God. Don't limit God. There's nothing impossible with God that he cannot do for you. Nothing. Especially your finance. You know how much ridicule you will be subjected to if you are poor. You know how many insults you will receive from people who are not supposed to insult you because you can't pay your bill. How will the son of a landlord come and insult in your house? Send his father, send his last son. And here you are a grandfather, but you are living in somebody's house. He sent his son that you can give birth to. That even your own child, maybe I'll give birth to somebody like that. Say, my father says, come and collect money for rent. You are doing like this. Just start insulting you. Say, leave our house. What intimidation can be more than that? So God is highly interested that you prosper. But these are the things he put down. You remember that prosperity is a matter of covenant. Am I correct? And if you don't walk in that covenant, forget about it. You don't pray for it. You don't fast over it. Just walk in the covenant. And what I'm teaching this morning is the covenant. Once you align your life with it and be committed to it, just wait. The flow will always come. And you see, there will always be what to give to God. There will always be what to give to God. I'm surprised that people in this church are just sending money for interlock. You see that in our offering, we see interlock on the envelope. Who is sending? We don't know. They are sowing seeds. They said that they are doing something else. You will, God will always, if you want to, God will always open your eye to something that you can do. Somebody bought a wall clock for us. That time our wall clock was broken. You remember? It was like one quarter of the clock. Body was on it. The three quarter has gone. Nobody announced here. We need a clock. We can never announce clock now. How much is clock? But somebody saw it and went quietly. And if I say, bought three. Am I correct? Three. She bought three for us. Okay, two. She bought two. We bought this. We bought this. She bought two. Praise the Lord. So expect a blessing each time. Based on that Luke 3, 6, verse 38. God gave his son to do what? The Bible says, to receive many sons and who? And daughters. That means even when God gives what to, he expects for something. Am I correct? So it's not also wrong for you and I to expect a harvest from our giving. He truly wants to bless you. So, but sometimes when the mind is void, you get nothing. It's your right to expect it. The C, two C. I say four things to note. You must also appreciate everyone who has offered you a gift in your life, who has contributed to your progress in life, who has ever helped you, no matter how bad they become today. You must never be ungrateful to them. If you do, you shut your door by yourself. Pray for them also to have more in return, in multiplication of what they have given to you. Pray for them. Or somebody come walk to you and say, Deacon, take this envelope. Look them to the eye and pray for them. Tell them what? Thank you. Not just thank them, but pray for them. Pray that what they have given you will multiply in their hands. That is a responsibility God placed on anyone receiving gift from somebody. You have no right to be blessed by anybody. It's not a right. It's a what? It's a privilege. You don't have the right. So it's not a right. One day I told my children, I said, look, it's not your right that I give you food. You say, I don't believe born them. If I born them, I don't give them food, what will they do to me? I ask you. If your father does not give you food, what will you do to him? Your father say, I don't have money for school. So you are not going to school. And every day you see him changing his shoe and changing clothes. Are you hearing me? And even changing his car. That is his life. He said, Daddy, you have money. He said, I don't have money for school. What will you do? I ask you. Nothing. So if you have one that volunteers to pay your school fees or give you food to eat, when you feel, what do you do? Tell the person, thank you. It's all right. I'm telling thank you. If you don't pay, who will pay? If he doesn't pay, what will you do? How many of us today can shoot Buhari for not giving us light? Or shoot him that all the universities are on strike, he didn't pay them. Can you shoot him? You tell him, no money. He told them, he said, I don't have money. That's all. And he give you another country money. No problem. That's our president. But for this ASU, I don't get money for you. There's nothing they can do. If ASU remain on strike for 1 million years, they can't do anything to our president. They will still have to go back and beg him. Say, please, let us negotiate. Let dialogue. Are you hearing me? So if somebody had helped you, please show them gratitude. What does that say? If you want to receive more, never be an ingrate to anyone who has rendered help, no matter how small the help may be. The last one before we close, that will be the D. Now, you must bring your faith forth. Believe that God is already done what he needs to do for your finance. Everything that needed to be done for you to prosper, God has done it. So there's no need to pray. That's why I say prayer does not work in this one. Those who pray for money, it's a waste of time. You are broke because you don't give. You are not a seed sower. You are only a tither. They have not sacked you for the work. That's all. You only mean there. They'll promote you, yes, because you are a tither. But you will not still be comfortable financially. So what God needs to do is what I have told today. He said, pay tithes. Number two, he said, get involved in what? In a spirit-led giving. Giving, giving, and giving. Always sow seed into his kingdom. Sow seed into people's life. Look for other children to adopt. Help them to become some tomorrow. They will remember you. They will forget their father and their mother and make you father and mother. If you are the one that helped them to become somebody. It's an investment. Because of God. Not because of them. Can I tell you that God is not moved by your feelings? He's not also moved by your need, but God is moved by your faith. Your faith moves God, your need does not meet God. Because he has already made provision for that need. It's our disobedience that block our access. Our stinginess is when I block our access. So when we become liberal, we will have access. Because every liberal soul will always be made fat. Don't give tithe and begin to celebrate. You have not to celebrate. You just pay your debt. You must keep sowing seed every time you pay tithe. Sow seed, sow seed, sow seed, sow seed. You are now expanding your financial empire. You are enlarging your financial coast by your seed, not by your tithes. God has laid down everything for us to prosper. You want to move into it. God, it is always be it unto you according to your faith, not according to your need. So God is owned by your need. You say, when you want to pray with God, you say, God, you see now I have need. Don't say so. Stop saying it. You get God angry. He's not going to help you because you have a need. He's going to help you because you have faith. You believe him. He said, be it unto you according to your faith.
Matthew 9:29.
Be it unto you according to what?
Your faith.
Not according to your need. Not according to your feelings. Say, Lord, you see, I'm feeling. I'm even feeling shame now about the debt. I'm doing. He won't help you because of that.
He will help you because you brought out your faith. You believe in that. He will help you overcome this nonsense.
When you see your effort, you see your step you are taking to rectify it, then he come to help you. So God has given you what it takes to turn your financial fortunes around. You have it. You are not going to look for it. You are not going to beg for it. You have it.
So never allow any enemy, either your need becomes your enemy, to multiply your doubt, your unbelief about your investment. You just throw your money away.
You know why? If I take this money, pay. I gave out my side school fees out.
Mommy said, it was Victor's school fees. I told you the story before. I gave it out on Sunday and on Monday they drove me from school. I said, sit down in the house. There was no remorse. There was no bad feeling about it.
And when I say, oh God, why do I allow them to? No, there's no need for God for that one. I never pray over it one day.
That same week, the boy go back to school or went back to school. He was available. I gave his school fees out on Sunday.
I knew that the 2 weeks has elapsed to pay school fees by Monday. And there was a, no, give it out. I had personally given out my school fees in school. I can't go back to my sister or the husband. They must never hear that I gave out my school fees.
First semester, Akuma was my HOD. He personally came and called my name to drive me out of class. And students shouted, hey, Bishop, Bishop. The man said, he said, Bishop. They say, yeah, he said, go ahead to exam.
But if you don't have your money, don't come back second semester. No be lie. Now, so I take, finish that year.
You are playing with God.
You can't be liberal and see shame. Your faith is what God wants to see. Not your cry. Not your tears. Not your need. He does not attend any pity party. You know pity party? And draw people to come and sympathize with you. We will not find God there. He does not attend it. He attends everywhere faith is brought out. When your actions, your word are prepared or they show forth your belief, your trust in him. Even the thought of your heart that nobody knows is trusting in God. You can never do that and come under shame. And let me also tell you that your harvest also is not determined by the current economic situation of Nigeria. Forget about it. It's not. Oh, Naira is bad now. Nigeria is bad. Forget. That can't determine your harvest where you have sown a seed. But like I tell you, don't show occasionally you will have occasional blessing that will not meet your needs. Make it a lifestyle. Sow every time. Sow along with your tithes. You can't sow every Sunday. You can sow along with your tithe. When you pay your tithe, separate it. Seed. You don't want to just call it seed. God understand. Seed of faith. And move on. That also will be carried to your account in heaven. And angels will be provoked to deliver. Your tithe answer. This seed also answer. To bring you an inflow. Your faith determines your harvest, not economic situation of Nigeria. Forget about it. Not even your office. Your office does not determine what you get. Don't put your mind that I have sold now, my salary will increase. No, 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 no. Open your mind. God can send a raven to bring you what? A harvest. Raven don't feed their child naturally. Don't give their child food. the bed called heaven. But they were the same one that God commanded to do what? To bring food for Elijah. So if your hater can give you money, are you hearing me? They will have played into your hand when that now you they give you money to. The matter has gone. They will have recommended you in your office, forgetting that somebody can draft your name and they are waiting that when your name gone, they will remove it. When they come, they won't see your name. They will assign and prove. By the time they wake up, it's too late. They can't reverse it. Ravens. There's nothing God cannot use to bless a seed sower. Nothing. I have personally seen it. There's no human being he cannot use. You just come and say, I'll pay this bill for you. It's not because it's your brother. It's not because it's your sister. It's because God is using him. So if your own is, how I give you number three. You must appreciate them and pray for them. In all your giving, don't forget your parents. What did I say? Don't forget who? Never you forget your mother and your father. They have a place in your life. There is a word that must come out of their mouth for you. If it does not come out, forget about it. You should struggle. Each time I read Genesis, and I ask myself, why should Isaac ask Jacob? Isaac asked Esau to go and bring him what to eat before he can bless him. There's a place where your gift speak louder than your prayer. Than I love you, mommy. I love you, daddy. Are you hearing me? Or telephone. There's a place your gift speak louder than anything in this world. Never you neglect them. Okay? I will write some.